Blake, we'll see if that holds true tonight as he knocks down the free throw. Giannis has made 17 of his last 18. Here's a drive on the other side, late in the clock. It's rejected down low. Hart tried to put it up, but it was blocked away as Bobby Portis comes over. Milwaukee with a 37-35 lead, two-point advantage, and what was a wildly entertaining first quarter here at Fiserv Forum. In-season tournament continues on. These two teams fighting for a chance to go to Sin City in that Eastern Conference semifinal in 2 days' time. We'll be back. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Hi, John McGivern here. Did you know Network Health Medicare Advantage plans start at $0 a month? And you can get the extra benefits you need, like dental, vision, over-the-counter items, and more? I know because I'm a member myself. Call 833-7-NETWORK to learn more today. Network Health Medicare Advantage plans include PPO plans with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in Network Health Medicare Advantage plans depends on contract renewal.
We're the Woodmans. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on Wisconsin cheese.
8 ounce Wayawega shreds, $1.79 or 3 for $5. Or Wayawega cheese blocks, $2.69 a pound.
Ay, caramba, hot prices on cheese.
Shreds 3 for $5 or blocks, $2.69 a pound.
We've lowered our cheese prices. Please take advantage of these sensational prices.
Better products, better prices, better service, because we're loyal.
It's Woodmans.
Hear that? It's the sound of a winning December at Potawatomi. Play with your club card December 7th, 14th, and 21st. The more you play, the bigger your share of $400,000 in reindeer rewards. And like a classic Midwest winter, the wins can really pile up. Dash to Potawatomi Casino Hotel Milwaukee for your reindeer rewards. 400 grand worth. Learn more at paysbig.com. Must be 21 years old and a club member to play.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Advantage for the Bucks. We welcome you back to Fiserv Forum. Before we start things in the second quarter, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Well, we saw 15 lead changes and 6 ties in the first quarter. If that is just the primer for this ball game tonight, we are in for some kind of a ride, Mr. Garcia.
Yeah, and look, it was a good first quarter for the Bucks. And that's one of the other issues we've talked about that's plagued this team. They've gotten off to slow starts. Not the case tonight, as both these offenses clicking in the first quarter. And a big part of that is ball movement for the Bucks. They are just a much different team when they're making that extra pass, and that's what we've seen through that opening quarter.
10 assists on 15 field goals for Milwaukee. Coming off of a game where they were very good in assists as well. Season high 33 assists last time out against Atlanta. So it's going to be Bucks basketball right to left into the front court. It's Campaign at the top of the arc. Puts up a little teardrop. Back iron up and good. High friendly roll as it nestles its way through off of that bounce off the heel of the rim. Bucks by 4 now. 39-35. Neither team has led by more than 4 here tonight. Julius Randle feeds it now to quickly off the bench, where he was runner-up for sixth man of the year a season ago. Dante DiVincenzo's had the hot hand of late. We'll talk more about that in a moment before he passes off to Randle. Randle baseline jumper, and he nails it from the left baseline about 14 feet out. Julius Randle shooting the ball much better than a season, last time these teams played. How about 7 of 7 to start his night? Just missed a triple-double of his own last time out. Nifty move on the other side. Campaign flips another beauty up from left of the lane about 8 feet out. Splashes that one down. He's coming off of a season-high 18 points last time out for the Bucks against Atlanta. Knicks the other direction. 41-37 lead for Milwaukee. Quickly crossing over on Beauchamp. Stays with him nicely. Now hands the ball to Hart on the switch. Now he switches Beauchamp over to Randle. Julius Randle takes it down low, going to set it out quickly. Fires away from three, no good. Rebound on the deck. Bucks basketball off of New York. And you can credit Marjon Beauchamp with a good defensive set there on multiple New York Knicks players.
Did a good job switching off. And also we saw him tucking his hands behind his back, as that's important too, to not put the Knicks on the line.
Beauchamp just checked out. Middleton is in. So the lineup now: Payne, Green, Giannis, Middleton, and Portis. Payne gets tripped. No whistle. Now he's stumbling, but takes it down low. Feeds it to Portis. Portis on the right baseline will shovel it back out right wing. Three-pointer on the way for Middleton. They're going to say no shot. Man, Chris cannot get continuation on those threes anymore. Hart gets called for his first foul. I think Chris has been arguing those in the past. I think he's just come to resign himself to his fate now. So Payne will send it in. Bucks have hit 8 of their last 10 shots from the floor, but here's a turnover. Giannis had his pocket picked by Hart behind him. Hart takes off the other way. His shot pinned against the window by Giannis, but going to get a goaltend here. So we're back to a two-point game. Josh Hart in his first full season with the Knicks after being acquired in the trading deadline a season ago. So far in this one, has scored on two of his four attempts. Milwaukee with the basketball, leading 41-39 now, just about 2 minutes gone in the second quarter. Middleton, top of the arc, a head fake, gets Hart to fly by, then leans into a shot and nails it. He wanted a foul, didn't get that one either. But he does come away with his first field goal of the night. New York on the other side. Hartenstein takes a pass down low, finds the cutting Josh Hart for the layup underneath. Backside of the defense, gave up an opening there, and Hart quick to capitalize. 43-41 our score. Middleton the other direction now for Milwaukee. He's at the top of the arc. Dribbles with the left hand. Now takes it into the paint. Floats up a tough shot. That misses too strong. Dante DiVincenzo with the rebound. Races the other direction. Gets it to Hart. And Hart will lay it in. Giannis was gambling for the steal there. Came up empty. And that opened the lane for Hart to tie this game at 43. Seventh tie already in this one, with a 15 lead changes already tonight. Campaign takes it into the paint, feeds the corner, catch and shoot three. Middleton throws it up there and drills his first long one of the night. Cash money Middleton with a Nikola Ultra three, and now it's quickly on the other side. Jab step in, puts up the runner, no good, but a foul. So that'll send Emmanuel Quickly, the 24-year-old out of Kentucky, to the free throw line for a pair. Middleton's arguing that one now, along with Campaign, who was the one who was called for the foul. I don't know if Chris is arguing that call or the ones he has not been getting on the other side.
I think it's a combination of both for Chris, of saying, hey, I dealt with some pretty similar contact and didn't get the whistle on the other end.
First free throw is good from Quickly here. Sixth free throw attempt already of this game for New York. We talked about, we keep a close eye on those free throws. The Bucks have only managed to get to the line for one attempt so far. The Knicks, 6 of 6 now. Quickly, second free throw on the way to make it a one-point game. He does. Bucks have hit 7 of 10 from three. The Knicks, 0 of 4, and yet here we sit, one-point contest. Knicks bench providing big points again. Giannis feeds underneath on the other side to Portis, who will lay it in up close. Bucks bench, 20 points already in this game. On the other side of things, New York's got it. Julius Randle on the right wing, works on Giannis, crosses him over, puts up a tough shot, but he gets the whistle and the foul on Giannis. That'll be his second. And more free throws coming for the Knicks. It's been interesting. Milwaukee was by far and away the number one free throw team by volume over the first couple weeks of the season, but that has slowly tapered off. Giannis and Lillard were leading that charge. Here's Julius Randle. He is just 4-16 over his career in games against Giannis. As he knocks down the free throw here, averaging under 17 points a game. Giannis has averaged over 27 a game in those meetings. But Randle's off to a quick start tonight with 15 points already. Giannis checks out of the game with that second foul. He'll be replaced by Lopez. Second free throw now for the 10th-year man. Another Kentucky Wildcat on this Knicks roster as he knocks down the free throw. Knicks climb back to within one. 8:43 to play in the second quarter. Campaign moves it into the front court now for the Bucks. He'll feed it to Middleton. Middleton on the near wing. Takes it top of the arc, passes to the corner, catch and shoot three on the way. Bobby Portis gets that one to rattle up and in. Another three ball for the Bucks. 8 of 11 from downtown now for Milwaukee. And now the ball knocked away from behind on quickly. It goes to Lopez. Outlet feed ahead to Portis. And he'll stuff it down as he rams home a two-hand jam going the other way. 53-47. Bucks scoring points off turnovers. And a timeout call. The Knicks trailing by their largest deficit of the game. 53-47. 8:12 to go in the second quarter. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network in-season tournament.
Menards has everything you need to power through the cold. Check out our great selection of MasterForce outdoor power equipment. The MasterForce 20-volt cordless snow shovel is powerful, efficient, and easy to use. Get yours now for $179.99. Clearing up snow has never been easier with a MasterForce 80-volt cordless snow blower. Its brushless motor is perfect for tackling the toughest winter conditions. An 80-volt cordless snow blower is available for $589.99. Good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Ho, 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 I need a window.
Maybe it's cold outside.
So where do I go? Ho,
come on, ho. Santa. Go to Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Put no money down, no payment, and no interest for up to 18 months.
Pella now, pay later.
Ho, that's ho. Right, Santa. Plus, our elves install year-round and in as little as one day. Offer ends December 31st. Schedule your free consultation today at PellaWI.com.
For details. Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis! Oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Largest advantage of the game for the Bucks. It has been nip and tuck. 15 lead changes, 7 ties. Bucks lead by 6 with 8:12 to go here in the second quarter. We're brought to you by Pick and Save. It's the official grocer of the Bucks with a Pick and Save Boost membership. You'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone. And go Bucks. We're also brought to you by Jockey. Just like the Bucks, Jockey's proud to call Wisconsin home for nearly 150 years. Jockey, providing comfort and caring for generations of families, because when you're comfortable, nothing feels better. Shop Jockey.com. Well, the Bucks tonight on their in-season tournament floor with that big green mint colored stripe up across the middle of it. Otherwise, light colored on either side of the other side. These in-season tournament courts are almost tough to describe, but all of them have that NBA cup in the middle with a Bucks City Edition logo with the state outline and Bucks spelled out across the middle and Great Lakes blue. What do you think of the Bucks court relative to the other ones you've seen, Justin?
I was going to say, relative to the other ones, this is fairly tame. It's not the red court
like
we've seen.
In general?
I don't mind. I don't have a problem with it. I like the cream-colored court. Yeah. I like the mint trimming.
I kind of dig it, too. So New York's got the basketball after the timeout. Jalen Brunson's at the top of the arc. Feathers the pass left wing. It's a catch-and-shoot three and a good-looking shot for Emmanuel Quickley, who sticks his team's first three-pointer of the game. Milwaukee had hit 24 more points from beyond the arc than had the Knicks prior to that make right there, and yet we sit in a three-point game. How, you ask? Well, 9 free throws and a 30-22 lead in the paint for the Knicks. Got a whistle and a foul against the Knicks on the other side of things as Dante DiVincenzo will be saddled with his first. So inbound pass coming from Payne. He's out there with Middleton, Portis, Lopez, and Beasley. Campbell centered it in top of the arc to Lopez. Lopez fakes the handoff. Now drifts to his left. On the give, he'll give it to Middleton. Middleton holds it high over his head. He's defended by DiVincenzo. Little stutter step. Going to put up a tough shot and misses off the front iron. Just the second miss on nine tries for the Bucks to start this quarter. Knicks the other way, down by three. 53-50 with 7.5 to play. Quickly thought about the three. Head fake. Gives it off to Randle. Now gets it back. Puts up a teardrop, and he's going back to the line. Boy, Milwaukee has had a hard time staying away from the whistles on these drives. Those runners have been the primary vehicle for New York to get to the free throw line here tonight. And Campaign is going to get called for what will go as his second.
That part is believable. The fact that it's not Jalen Brunson that's gotten the majority of them is the surprising part.
Brunson just 3 of 8 to begin this game. He's only attempted one free throw. Here is the first of two from Quickley. And he will get it to drop. Emmanuel Quickley, just 5 points total the last two games after he'd been averaging 19 a game over the prior four. Giannis just checked back in for the Bucks, and here comes Damian Lillard taking his warm-up off. He'll replace Campaign. So now it's Giannis, Lopez, Beasley, Middleton, and Lillard. It is the starting five for the Bucks on the floor opposite Brunson, DiVincenzo, Josh Hart, Robinson, and Quickley, who just made both free throws. 88% free throw shooter Emmanuel Quickley coming into this game. Lillard goes the other direction now for Milwaukee. Lead is down to one. Nice feed inside to Lopez, who skirts through everybody and has an easy layup on a good feed from Damian Lillard, who is 11th in the league in assists per game. Brunson has the ball, knocked away by Beasley. It's going to go off of Brunson and over to the Bucks on possession. Good play there on the quick hands from Malik Beasley. Beasley drawing that ever so big challenge of guarding the best guard on the other team. It's amazing. The Bucks have had 12 different guards score 30 on them. What about this move from Giannis? A cyclone going down the right side of the lane, spinning his way to the cup. He lays it in with the right hand. 15 now in the game for Giannis. 5-point lead for the Bucks. 6:43 to go in the second quarter. Brunson around the screen from Robinson draws the foul on Beasley this time. Marjon Beauchamp coming in to replace Middleton. Bucks one away from the penalty now. It's still 6:42 to go in the second quarter. Knicks just with two fouls. Quickley comes out of the game. Barrett will check in for the Knicks. Beauchamp, arms extended on the inbound pass. He triggers it to Randle. Randle will give it now to Brunson. Brunson defended by Beasley. Gets the screen from Mitchell Robinson. Pulls up straight on three. Too much on it, but an offensive rebound for Randle. Randle hugs the rebound as he now goes to work on Giannis. Bullying his way inside. Try to feed it down low. It goes off of Robinson and out of bounds to the Bucks as that helps ID. Nobody plays both ways better than Brook Lopez, who can help while simultaneously holding onto his man. Giannis through the defense on the other side. Feeds out to Lillard. Now out top to Lopez. Brook back to Giannis. Giannis straight on. Rifles it right wing over now to Beasley with now six to shoot. Beasley goes to his right, elevates, and uncorks a beauty. Three-pointer from the right side for Malik Beasley, his second of the night. Yet another Michelob Ultra 3 for the Bucks, who have now hit 9 of 12. 75% from long range tonight. Julius Randle on the other side. Takes it down low. A couple head fakes. Goes into a trap between Lopez and Giannis. Now feeds to Brunson. Brunson circumnavigates the defense from Beasley and elevates as he hits one from 7 feet. 60-54. Bucks by six. 5.5 minutes to play now in the first half. 15 lead changes in this one as Lillard draws the contact and earns himself a trip to the line as his floater misses short. But he was definitely angling to get to the line there as he saw the defense present an opportunity, and he will step to the line for just the second and third free throws of the night for the Bucks, in contrast to the 11 for 11 showing to start the night for New York at the line.
You get to the line, you get another team foul in the Knicks, and also we've seen the Knicks use this to their advantage, so the Bucks have to do the same. A big play there by Dame.
His first free throw misses. Uncharacteristic miss there for Damian Lillard, who came in sixth in the league at 92% from the stripe. DiVincenzo just checked out of the game. He's replaced by Grimes. Dante DiVincenzo hit 7 threes last time out against Toronto on just 9 attempts, tying his career high for a second time this season. Here's Brunson, other side, top of the arc as Lillard made the second free throw. 61-54 advantage. Brunson inside the free throw line, leaves it short on the push shot, but an offensive rebound goes to Barrett, near steal for Beasley, but it got over to Grimes. He'll send it now over to Barrett. Barrett's defended by Beauchamp, and then the shot rejected by Brook Lopez on the help side as he swats it out of bounds. He had 8 blocks the last time these teams played. It was the first game the Bucks had switched back to that drop coverage in early November. Inbound pass coming from Brunson, gets it to Randle with 2 to shoot, going to feed it, and it goes ping-ponging off of defenders and into the hands of Beasley. Beasley sends ahead to Giannis. Giannis takes it the other way. He got fouled going up. So that's going to send Giannis to the free throw line for 2 shots, with Milwaukee leading by 7 inside of 5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Foul was on Grimes. Quentin Grimes will be called for his second, and for the Knicks, they are 1 away from the penalty as well now with their 14th foul. So both teams at 4 team fouls with still just about 5 minutes to go in this first half of basketball. Giannis made his only free throw attempt earlier tonight. He is 7 of 9 from the floor, 15 points to show for his efforts here early tonight. A deep breath. And the free throw is no good. Giannis 26 and 8 against the Knicks with Tom Thibodeau. Or I should say, with not necessarily Tom Thibodeau as the head coach, but that's his second most wins versus any opponent over his career. The Bucks have had really good success against this Knicks team throughout his tenure. And the second free throw rattles through. This straight possession, the Bucks have managed to get onto the scoreboard as he hits that free throw, and the Bucks lead at 62-54. Randle the other way. He's at the top of the arc. Defended by Giannis outside with 10 to shoot. Goes around a screen. Takes it in on Lopez, and then adds his shot blocked from behind by Giannis, but Giannis going to get caught for what will be his third. So they were playing him aggressively there, setting the trap for Randle to go in at Lopez, but Giannis, a little too much action on the swing through on that attempt at the block.
And it was really the presence of Brook Lopez that caused that foul, because Randle brought the ball back down, and that's where Giannis caught his hand.
You wonder if Giannis, as the first free throw is good, had not swung that arm quite as wildly, if he might have been able to get away with it. First free throw goes down for Randle. Julius Randle is now the leading scorer in this game with 1 more than Giannis. 17 points on that made free throw. His second one on the way. He is a 70% free throw shooter on the season. And his second free throw is good. Knicks have not missed a free throw tonight. A perfect 13 of 13. Giannis the other direction now. Head fake on the left baseline. Comes to a stop as he passes out top to Lillard. Right back to Giannis. Took a shove from Randle. Wants to attack Randle. Now loses the basketball. They'll say off of Giannis, who is arguing he thought it was off of the Knicks player. But standing right in front of the play was Carl Lane, who said it's Knicks basketball. He had a perfect angle at it. Giannis is still arguing that case. Giannis is standing out of bounds as though he's about to inbound. Now he's going to check out of the game. Fourth turnover for Giannis tonight. 62-56, Bucks with a lead, 4:16 to go. New into the game is Bobby Portis for Milwaukee. As it's Randle driving, he has the ball go out of bounds off of Bobby Portis's hands. As he was trying to pass it away, it goes off the deflection out of bounds under the rim. Knicks ball, 4:07 to go now in the opening half. 62-56 lead for the Bucks. We had 15 lead changes in the first quarter. None here in the second quarter. We got another whistle and more free throws coming because the Knicks are into the bonus. Second foul on Malik Beasley, and that will send Jalen Brunson to the stripe. Mentioned it, season high 45 points last time these teams played in Milwaukee back in November. He also had 44 points in the prior game last season against the Bucks. He's put up huge numbers against Milwaukee, but so far tonight a rather pedestrian 9 points and misses the free throw here. He's just 4 of 11 from the field and now 1 of 2 at the line, where he is a 83% shooter.
It's the uneasy feeling in this one with it being a close game that Jalen Brunson has not had a good start so far and only 3 trips to the free throw line.
His second free throw, that barely went. Got that one to roll over. He doesn't necessarily look like his old self. Been playing great basketball this season. Career high scoring average. Here comes Lillard the other way. Head fake. Now passes it near side to Beauchamp. Beauchamp picks up his dribble before he hands to Portis. Now to Lillard. Dame goes airborne. Feeds out to Portis. They'll work it to the right wing. Good defense from the Knicks here. Step back three on the way. Beasley, a rare miss from 3-point range for Milwaukee tonight. Just their 4th miss on 13 tries from long range. On the other side, Randle tees up a three, and he drills it straight on. So the Knicks back to within 2 on that 3 ball from their big man, who's now sitting with 21 first half points. Lillard the other way, feeds near side left. Marjon Beauchamp back out top now to Lillard. Dame with 3:19 to go here in the half, takes it down the paint, feeds it right wing over now to Beasley. He'll send to Lopez. Lopez launches from 3. He's too strong, and now the Bucks starting to cool off all of a sudden a little bit from 3 after that torrid start. Brunson the other way, could tire to get his team that lead again with a 3. Zips the pass across the court to Grimes. Now he'll work it out to Randle. Randle goes backing in, or that was Barrett backing into his man. Had the ball pried free by Lillard, but out of bounds. It'll stay with the Knicks with 9 to shoot. Timeout used by the Bucks. Milwaukee had led by 8. It's down to 2. 2:56 to go. Second quarter action. A spot in the in-season tournament semifinals in Vegas on the line tonight. It's been a tight one throughout. Back with more after this on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Bucks.com.
Hey, Bucks fans, who makes dental and vision insurance simple? Well, there's only one answer, definitely Delta Dental. For insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today. Also, a reminder, you can catch the Bucks all season long on Bally Sports. All the comebacks, the breakout stars, can't miss moments. Check it out on Bally Sports. Their buddies Lisa and Marcus tonight. or on, you can stream it on the Valley Sports app. It is Marcus tonight, correct?
I believe it's Steve.
Oh, is it Novak tonight? Yeah. Mr. Novak. I didn't see Marcus at practice yesterday. I wondered if he was in and about, but one way or the other, you're in good hands.
Well, I saw Marcus posting shots from the golf course, so I was wondering how he was able
that
to squeeze
that.
That
has never stopped Marcus from playing golf, whether he's here or there, but probably a little better weather where he is playing golf than chilly day here in Milwaukee today. We are sitting 62-60. Our score, 2:56 still to play, second quarter. Bucks led by 8. The Knicks, who have not led in this quarter, have a chance to get the lead with a 3 here. We saw 15 lead changes in the first quarter. We got a bump and another chance at free throws for Randle, who was fouled by Bobby Portis. This was the thing, one of the things you thought, could the Bucks be the ones to get to the line? It's the Knicks getting to the free throw line with all sorts of regularity here. Not something they do a ton of. They're middle of the pack in free throw attempts, but again, they play in the second slowest pace of any team in the league, so any of their numbers are going to be a little devalued. If you're 13th in free throw attempts per game, you're actually probably more like top 10 in rate, as a free throw is good. Not to get too far down the analytics rabbit hole on you there, but
their offense is very deliberate. That Jalen Brunson knows where his spots are and how to get there, and same with Julius Randle. And tonight it's resulted in 17 free throw attempts.
Randle has taken now 6 of them as he hits both. He's got 23 points, 8-0 scoring run for the Knicks now over the last, closing in on 2 minutes. They have tied this game at 62 apiece. Lillard going to launch up a straight-on 3, and he sticks it from straight away about 6 steps behind the arc. Tough shot there for Dame Lillard, who has hit a couple of those, and that's got to be disconcerting to the other guys. He starts knocking those down. It changes the score. Speaking of that, Brunson pulls up and hits a free-throw line jumper. Gets his team back to within 1. Dame tonight sitting with 9 points. He's hit both of his 3s from that same spot he just hit. He's got it again in his mix. Tries to split through a couple of defenders. Late whistle. He's going to the line now because the Knicks are in the penalty. This will be just the 6th and 7th free throw attempts of the game for the Bucks.
And again, that's the importance of having a player like Damian Lillard, his ability to do that. When we've preached about the Knicks getting to the free throw line, you'd like to give them some of their own medicine. Damian Lillard, one of the best in the league at doing that.
Going to force it down their throats that way with that Dame magic here, getting to the line where he is among the most frequent occupants of the charity stripe, 4th most attempts per game at 8.7 free throws a game this season. Checking out of the game is Grimes. DiVincenzo comes back in to replace him. 34 points a game against the Knicks with Tibbs as the head coach. That's the highest of any player, Damian Lillard. After he makes both free throws here, now sits with 11 points in this one. 67-64 lead for the Bucks. 2:09 to go now. Opening half. Brunson feeds it down low to Robinson. Ball got pry free and picked up off the deck by Lopez. Brunson probably would have been better served with shooting that one. Lillard, crossover, pull up 3, bullseye. Dame is a perfect 3-for-3 from long range tonight. And the Bucks have a 6-point lead, riding some hot shooting now for Damian Lillard late in the second quarter. 70-64, Knicks going the other way. Julius Randle feeds near wing right. Randle fires, or Barrett rather, fires up a 3. Missed it. Rebound goes out of bounds off of the Knicks. Bucks basketball with a minute 33 remaining here in the second quarter. Let me ask you, Justin, do you sense a difference in energy in this crowd versus a normal Bucks home game?
With the in-season tournament? Not yet. I mean, there's definitely a buzz around that, but we see that pick up in the fourth quarter with this team on a daily basis.
It's not like Indy was last night, where it was from jump. Lillard, a hesitation now, takes it down low, feeds it over to Lopez. Lopez on the baseline. Not surprised to say that, though, because, again, this team's seen so many big games in this building. Here's a pull-up jumper late in the shot clock. Beasley left it short just inside the arc. Rebounded by Robinson. Gets it to Brunson the other way with a minute 3 to go here in the second quarter. Crossover, a little shake move by Brunson. He elevates. Shot just not working for him, but an offensive rebound from Robinson. Gets it out to DiVincenzo, and he spots up and connects on his first 3-point attempt of the night. And now a steal. Brunson will come away with the inbound steal and lay it in with a foul. How about that? You're talking about the potential for 6 points in about a second and a half, if that.
again, the importance of the offensive glass that we pointed to, that's how the Knicks were able to make it a close game despite the Bucks hitting 23s the first time. And now you're starting to get a lot of those same tones where the Knicks have done a much better job in this quarter on the offensive glass despite the Bucks already hitting 11 threes.
So as much as Brunson has not had his best showing tonight, he's still on pace to score 30 points if he hits his free throw, and he does. He's got 15 points. 6 points in 1.1 seconds. That's a run. Bucks saw that 8-point lead shrink down to two, and now it's tied. 70 points apiece. Lillard the other way. 37 seconds to go in the half. Steps through the defense, draws the whistle and the foul. Now he'll go to the line for two. So Damian Lillard is picking up his scoring now. Giannis was leading the charge early with 16 points, but Dame in the second quarter has elevated his game to the tune of 11 points now. Make it 9 points in this quarter. He can make it 11 if he hits these free throws. He was fouled by Julius Randle there, and for Randle, his first of the night. Quiet inside, five serve for him as he sticks the first. Man, you know it's quiet when the play-by-play guy starts to feel self-conscious describing the game. And we're at mezzanine level here, so it's not like we're courtside.
I have a hard time believing you have any feelings of self-conscious.
What are you trying to say? Am I a sociopath? Free throw is good on the second.
We all go through those moments.
You know, I think you're projecting yourself on me now is what's going on. Here's a drive from Randle, a head fake, gets his man in the air, and then pulls up and banks the shot up and good. So we're tied again. That is now 10 ties in this game to go with the 15 lead changes, but no lead changes in this quarter. Game clock and shot clock separate by about a half second. So with that in mind, Damian Lillard will bleed the clock down. He's out there with Lopez, Beauchamp, Portis, and Beasley. Got it on the right wing. Going to launch up a three, and he hits another one for good measure. Dame has hit all four of his three-pointers. Here's a half-court heave at the horn. Boy, Brunson just missed. But that Michelob Ultra three late from Damian Lillard puts the Bucks ahead by three going into the break. Milwaukee has been awfully good when leading at halftime, as they are right now, 75-72 Milwaukee. Leading at halftime has been the top team in the NBA over the last two seasons, as they are 39-18 in that spot, actually after the first quarter, but equally good here this season. The Bucks win leading at half with a record of 10-2. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Justin Garcia has you for the halftime report after these words on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Who's your Bob? Who's your daddy? What you got for us, Bob?
Look, you could dig Richard Nixon out of the ground right now, have him declare as a Democrat, and I would vote for him before I would vote for Donald Trump.
Dead Tricky Dick over Trump.
And I hate Richard Nixon.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6 on your local civic media radio station and on the app.
When I first had my baby, I'd get comments all the time about how happy I must be. I remember thinking, I want to be happy. Why don't I feel that way? It was hard to admit that, even to my doctor. But I'm glad I did. She told me it was postpartum depression, and that is very treatable. These days, things are feeling good, and we're both happier about that. Right, little man? I'll take that as a yes.
Mental health care is working for Simone. See what it can do for you at mentalhealthcareworks.org. A message from the American Psychiatric Association Foundation.
Your hometown radio refreshed. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
who need help in managing their national locations. We project manage and execute dozens of jobs at once, communicating progress in real time through photos and digital dashboards. I'm Peggy Coakley. You know us for excellence in Milwaukee and Wisconsin. Now you can count on us anywhere in the Americas to handle your time-sensitive projects.
Join us at Pfizer Forum this holiday season. We have exclusive spaces for cozy gatherings and grand parties. Reserve a space today at bucks.com/holiday hosting.
Halftime here inside of Pfizer Forum. Bucks up by 3 on the Knicks, 75-72. And joined now by Karita Chonjigwam as we've hit the month of December. So the Deer District becomes the Cheer District, and a lot going on outside the arena these days.
It really does. This is celebrating our third year, thanks to our friends at the We Energies Foundation. We've transformed the Deer District into the Cheer District, which is a great way to bring the community down to celebrate the holidays. We tipped it off in November with the city's Christmas tree lighting, which was a wonderful event. But there's so much more to experience when you're down here outside of all of our wonderful restaurants and bars. The Jack Daniel's Barrel Tree, we're partnered with B93.3 for Letters to Santa. Makers Market also happened in November, but one thing that's new this year that we're so excited about, we have fireworks on New Year's Eve, so listen up, everyone. Following the Globetrotters 6 o'clock show here at Pfizer Forum, we're doing a family-friendly fireworks at 8:30 instead of midnight, right? So that's nice because I can go home and sleep. So we're really excited about that. And again, We Energies Foundation is the reason that that's happening as well. So we're really excited to join them and everyone else throughout the city to come down for such a fun event and a beautiful district. It's beautiful. 30 lights across, you know, the district was really nice to see. So.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Christmas tree is basically the star of it. And I, anytime I'm down here, whether it's for a game or just in the area, you can't help but see at least 10, 15, 20 groups taking pictures in front of that tree.
Yeah, it's the pinnacle of what the Cheer District is. And our friend Dynamic Events by David Caruso put the whole production together. I think there's even a photo op with a beautiful ornament on the Cheer District. So as you said, people are stopping by not only to see our monument signs, but the beautiful tree, the ornaments, and just really enjoy time together, bringing the community together during the holiday time.
We talked about it, too, around Thanksgiving. But this is always that time of year, too, where you get more fans here because you're back in town and back around family. That these are always those special moments for the community.
It is, and that's why we partner with such a great organization as the We Energies Foundation. They're about bringing the communities together, and what better way than coming down to Pfizer Forum. Maybe you're catching a game, maybe you're catching a show or a concert, but more importantly, come down, enjoy one another, enjoy your family and friends, and enjoy it with us here at the Cheer District.
So a lot going on in the Cheer District here outside of Pfizer Forum. And before I let you go, Karita, we have the quarterfinals. The winner moves on to Las Vegas for the semifinals. But overall, this in-season tournament, coming into the season, your expectations have been met, exceeded. What's been your take on it?
You know, I think for me personally, definitely exceeded, because I think so many of us didn't know exactly what it was. You know, we'd read the memos and kind of understand, okay, four games here, when might we play? But the excitement that it's really fostered for the NBA, the city, I mean, this is a different atmosphere. It's pretty hyped here right now, you know? So outside of playoffs, it's regular season. That's great. We get great crowds, but there's something about this in-season tournament that's got everybody hyped. It's got our players hyped. So I'm really hoping we come out in the second half and take one and get on that plane to Vegas tonight.
Just so you personally can go to Las
Vegas. Right, I love that as well.
Karita, always good to catch up with you.
Thank you. Wonderful.
75-72 halftime score. Bucks on top of the Knicks. More after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO, the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean.
Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
Latrell spent more than 8 years in foster care. His world changed when he was adopted at 15 with help from the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption.
I think about how much we love him, and I wish we could have had him for his entire childhood.
The Foundation is changing the lives of thousands of teens waiting in foster care. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
One in four Americans today are living with a disability. I'm one of them. People with disabilities are extremely talented, resilient problem solvers that have so much to offer. And we've got a trusted ally on our side, an organization we can rely on, Easter Seals. Easter Seals is leading the way to full equity, inclusion, and access to healthcare, employment, and education for people with disabilities, families, and communities. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours.
Learn more and get involved at EasterSeals.com.
Don't change the station, but do watch out for deer, would ya? You know, they're running around all willy-nilly. It is the Krebscast with me, Charlie Behrens, on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
75-72 halftime score here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks up by three on the New York Knicks. And for the Bucks, a big first half here from Damian Lillard, up to 19 points. It's been an efficient half for Dame as well. His 19 leads the team. 4 of 4 on threes, and 14 of those 19 came in the second quarter. Lillard and A.J. Green have combined to go 7 of 7 on three-pointers in this first half. Bucks as a team, 12 of 17, as they lead it by 3, 75-72, our halftime score. When we come back, we'll get you caught up on the rest of the numbers and preview the second game of the quarterfinals play tonight. That game's out west. We'll bring you up to speed after this. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Loading the kids in the car, brokering peace in the back seat, mastering the snack handoff without even looking. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who keep insurance simple so you can worry about more important things, like figuring out what's growing in that cup holder. That's simple human sense. Ask NOAA Insurance Group if Auto Owners make sense for you.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know what's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Halftime here inside of Fiserv Forum. Bucks up 3 on the Knicks, 75-72. And again, Bucks with a big offensive half here. 75 points speaks to that. But efficiency has been the key. 65% from the field, 71% three-point shooting. As for the Knicks, just 3 of 10. They're 30% on their threes. And that lends into our American Family Insurance Ensuring Success feature. For the Bucks, it really comes down to free throws and second chance points. You are up just 3 points in a game where you have hit 12 three-pointers to just 3 for the New York Knicks. So limiting the amount of free throw attempts by the Knicks in that second half, and a big part of that is keeping them off the offensive glass, will go a long way in deciding the outcome of this one. American Family Insurance, life's better with American Family Insurance. That's because their team is always there to protect your dreams. Visit AmFam.com to learn more. As for the Knicks, we mentioned it before the game, a big bounce back performance from Julius Randle, the reigning conference player of the week. He's been playing very well for the last few weeks. He already has 25 points in the first half, 6 of 6 from the free throw line, 9 for 9 on field goal attempts. So it's been Randle, not Brunson, as the straw that stirs the drink tonight for the New York Knicks. Giannis with 16 as well. He's the only other Bucks player in double figures. So you've gotten 35 combined from he and Damian Lillard, and it's a three-point lead at halftime for the Bucks. Halftime has been brought to you by Uline. One other game on the NBA scoreboard tonight, that is out west in Los Angeles, where the Lakers host the Suns. The winner advances to Las Vegas to take on the New Orleans Pelicans. 75-72, halftime score. Bucks up on the Knicks. The call of the second half comes your way next. Bucks basketball is brought to you by BMO. It is the official bank of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Expand your tool set with professional power tools from Menards. Metabo represents the gold standard in nailers and cordless power tools. Whether you're at home or on the job site, tackle any building project with Metabo. Power tools make great gifts. Grab the cordless 18-gauge brad nailer, ideal for trim work and molding installation. Now on sale for $199.99. Sale price good through December 11th. Plus, a Menards gift card is always a great gift idea.
Hello, Jan from Toyota here.
Hi, Jan. Just wanted to say thanks. With the Grand Highlander we got at Toyotathon, we've been able to do so much, including 5 different ski trips, 4 family functions, 3 potlucks, 2 shopping sprees, and we even got a really big tree.
Wow, I'm really impressed.
Dealer inventory may vary. Offers are subject to change throughout Toyotathon, which ends on January 2nd. See your participating Toyota dealer for details. Toyota, let's go places.
Catch Milwaukee Bucks basketball.
Giannis, bring in the goods!
All season long on Bally Sports.
Lillard driving and scoring again.
The clutch shots.
Huge three-point shot. It has electrified this building.
The superstar highlights.
Giannis, oh, wow!
The can't-miss moments.
Chris Middleton, and one!
All season long.
It's his night!
Watch the Bucks on Bally Sports or stream on the Bally Sports app.
Hi, the next time you have something special planned or your business has corporate travel demands, consider our Go Right Way chauffeured services. Our sedans and SUVs offer the utmost in comfort, privacy, and elegance. With the largest chauffeured fleet in the state, we'll be there whenever you need us. To book your chauffeured service today, visit GoRightWay.com. Go Right Way, preferred transportation provider of the Milwaukee Bucks.
Back again here at Fiserv Forum. 75-72 lead for the home team as the Bucks have led since the end of the first quarter. But it has been nip and tuck throughout this one. We saw 15 lead changes in the first quarter. And then we have seen a bevy of ties, including a few in that second quarter. 10 ties, 15 lead changes. Dave Kane back with you here in the broadcast booth as we get ready for a second half of basketball presented by Pick and Save. They're the official grocer of the Bucks. With a Pick and Save Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points, free delivery, and more. Go to pickandsave.com/boost for details. Pick and Save, fresh for everyone, and go Bucks. All right, as we look ahead to the second half, let's first turn the page back to the first half. Justin, as you look at this thing, the Bucks gave up their most points in the first half this season, 72 points, but they put up 75. So all that to say, this high-tempo game, this game high-scoring, does this favor the Bucks the way this game has been played against a typically more physical, gritty kind of New York Knicks attack?
Well, on paper, yes, that the Bucks are the more up-tempo, faster-paced team. But I think the way the Knicks have gotten their points tonight is what would give you some pause, is that offense has been very deliberate. They've been getting to the free-throw line. And they've been starting to crash the offensive glass and scoring that way efficiently, not so much in transition and up and down.
Bucks have won 9 of their last 11. Knicks have won a season-long 3 consecutive games. As these two teams, something's got to give tonight, where the Bucks have won 8 straight at home, including 7 in a row over the last number of years against this Knicks team the last couple of years. So see if they can keep that going. They're going to start with the basketball. Again, the Bucks clad in their City Edition blue uniforms with the cream-colored numbers and lettering Milwaukee spelled out across the front. Is the Knicks in the traditional Association Edition white uniforms with the orange numbers and lettering. Giannis takes a feed from Lillard inside, and he lost it off his foot, rolls out of bounds. So they're going to say Bucks ball. Wow. Milwaukee may have gotten a break there.
Well,
although
you take it.
Coach Tibbs isn't going to argue it, though. He's standing right there. So again, Lillard, Giannis, Beasley, Lopez, and Middleton to start.
Giannis, right baseline, goes past his man and then lays it in with the left hand, extending that arm high and close to the rim. He got right past Randall, and now it's going to be New York the other direction with it. 5-point lead for the Bucks. Julius Randle out there with Grimes, Brunson, Robinson, and Barrett. Brunson threads the pass near wing to Randle. Giannis playing with three fouls, trying to get in the way of the shot. He throws it into a hornet's nest, but it bounces right back to him. Randle got it with no time left. Fates and fires, got it to at least touch the rim, but it missed short. And the rebound is corralled by Beasley. Now to Middleton. Middleton gallops through the defense and lays it in with a left hand. And the Bucks have scored the first 4 points to begin this second half with a 79-72 advantage. New York basketball the other way, going right to left. 7-0 run going back to the first half. Here's Barrett. Little stutter step, pulls up, and he knocks one down from 10 feet out. R.J. Barrett, first half that saw him connect on just three of his 10 shots. Here's Lillard. He fires one up from three, and there's his first miss from long range here tonight. 4-4 in the first half. Barrett spinning around Middleton the other way. Takes it down low. Got the ball knocked away, and it's going to be on the deck. Picked up by Giannis. He's in the open floor with Brunson in hot pursuit, but he will stuff it down as he takes flight and makes the rim pay for that. Knicks mistake. Third dunk for Giannis, and the Bucks with a 7-point lead. Timeout, New York. 10:25 to play here in the third. This is the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The holidays come but once a year, and Masterforce is here to spread some cheer with drivers and drills and blades and bits. From sanders and saws to power tool kits, Menards has the value and savings, of course. Shop tools and accessories from Masterforce. Find great stocking stuffers and gifts at Menards. Plus, don't forget about our gift cards. Hurry now for deals on Masterforce. Available at Menards, of course.
Bill Sim, the Sentinel. It seemed like you were carrying the whole team tonight. What's different?
Better diet. Plus, I upgraded to a BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard, so yeah, I am carrying the team, literally. Last question.
What perks does the card have?
Up to 20% off Bucks merchandise at the Pro Shop and Fiserv Forum. Speaking of, I'm going to go flash my card at some Bucks fans and make them super jealous.
Carry your team with you when you use the BMO Bucks Debit MasterCard. Visit BMO.com/fancard for more details. Banking products are subject to approval and are provided in the United States by BMO Bank and a member FDIC.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At every meeting, at every new beginning, at every celebration, we make better happen. At Cousin Subs, better is more than just a word. It's a promise we serve at every party. Our customizable party boxes, box lunches, party chips, and dozen cookie boxes offer the options you need to please any crowd. Whatever the occasion, we will never settle for being just good enough. Order on our mobile app or online at CousinSubs.com. Cousin Subs, we believe in better.
Well, the Bucks on a 9-2 run here since 24 left in the second quarter. They've got the 81-74 lead over the visiting New York Knicks for a spot in the semifinals of this in-season tournament in its debut. Before we do anything else, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Bucks basketball brought to you by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Also presented in part by BMO. They're the official bank of the Bucks. Carry the team in your wallet. Learn more at BMO.com/Bucks. Glad to have you along for the ride. Dave Kane alongside Justin Garcia here. Hoping to fuel up the jet and head off to Las Vegas following this one tonight. But if they lose tonight, the Bucks would then play in Boston on Friday night. They win. You got an early matinee affair coming up in Vegas on Thursday. Local time, that'll be a 2 o'clock game, which is wild to think. It'll be a 4 o'clock game here in Wisconsin. If you're tuning in here from the home state, Inbound pass for the Knicks after the timeout will be sent from Randall to Brunson. They are joined by R.J. Barrett, Grimes, along with Robinson from New York. Bucks will counter with Beasley, Giannis, Middleton, Lopez, and Lillard. Both teams with the same five that started the half. Just about 2 minutes gone in the second frame. Julius Randle working on Beasley. Takes it inside. Help arrives from Lopez. They'll squirt it across the court. Open three-pointer misses well short from Grimes. Quentin Grimes mentioned he's been struggling. 5 of 27 from 3 over the last number of games. Here's Giannis the other way. Galloping down the right side of the lane. Draws the whistle on the foul as he will go to the line for two. As Julius Randle's charged with his second. So Giannis, team-high 20 points. He and Lillard have carried the load for the Bucks tonight, scoring 39 of Milwaukee.